All right, on this installation of Gun Talk Hunt, we're talking SHOT Show products to make your life better in the field. All right, welcome in Gun Talk Hunters. I am your host, KJ, and today I'm flying it solo. I have no guest. No one wanted to be on with me today, but that's okay because we're brought to you by Ruger. They do a little bit of everything, and one of the things they do really well are bolt guns. The Ruger American, fine hunting rifle right there. SHOT Show, we just got back from it. Man, if you haven't been to SHOT Show, think of the, I guess it'd be all the firearms industry, hunting industry coming together and showing off all their new products under one, seemingly one roof, essentially. I think it takes you like 23 days with 17 seconds each stop to get through the entire thing. But I spent a lot of my time in the Guns and Gear Live booth outside on Media Row. So I was at the SHOT Show. And I got about a half a day, I would say, to really run through the SHOT Show itself. But I had people coming to me. I had people like Spandau Shotguns, who we're going to talk about a little bit on the show. They came to me. I got to see some of their new shotguns. I got to see some new bolt guns. Just a bunch of new guns out there. New cartridges, Remington 360 Buckhammer. That was really cool. I think that's going to cause a little bit of waves out there. There's already guns being produced for it. There's Henry's making a bunch of them. But I can't wait to see what that does, because really, for the straight wall guys, that's going to be a big deal. And it's from Big Green, so they're always good. But in my general area, so I would be able to run like in between shots. Michael and Benjamin were kind of they were running point on producing all that content and getting it out there. And so in between, like, we would have like 10 or 15 minutes to run into the show and check out something real close and then come back in. And we'd kind of communicate with each other on like, oh, hey, did you go see this? And we'd, you know, take turns running in and out. But one booth that was really close by was Christensen Arms. And if you guys know Christensen, they're really really nice rifles, lightweight backcountry hunters. These guys are, I forget even where they're out of. I think they're out of Idaho. But they make really good guns. I don't have one. I don't own one. I've shot a couple of them. They're very nice rifles, very accurate. But yeah, they're built tough and they're sleek looking. And I think that's one of the like trends of SHOT Show this year that I noticed. If you didn't produce a lever gun, a new long range gun, or a PRS gun, what else? What was it? Or it wasn't lightweight enough. Did you really even make anything new this year? That's the way it seemed like for me. But that was kind of the trend that I saw. And Christensen brought out their modern hunting rifle. Their MHR, sleek looking gun. They start at like 7.4 pounds, which to me, yeah, that's lightweight. But in this day and age, like, you look at like modern lightweight hunting rifles, and that's not their only thing about this gun. So I'll get into the gun here in a second, but the lightweight isn't like the only thing. Yes, it's lightweight, but is it going to be the lightest weight one out there? Absolutely not. But it starts out 7.4 pounds. It's kind of considered a modular gun. Modular meaning like you can configure it a bunch of different ways. So you've got the ability to change out barrels and actions and stuff like that. So that's really what they're building this on. And it's an aluminum mini chassis with V-block bedding. The MHR, let's see, accuracy, potential of a chassis rifle, ergonomics of a modern hunting rifle. But you know, it's modular. That's their thing. It's their new, FFT stock, which is forearm and grips can be swapped out to create configurations that suit any shooter and situation. Now, looking at it, you can buy it in one certain configuration and it's going to be, I don't know, let's call it $4,000 or whatever it is. And then to replace all those others, it's going to be, you know, 800, 900 bucks or whatever it is. But so you can configure it a lot of different ways for different size shooters and stuff like that. If you wanted your kid to be shooting a 7-0-8, you can definitely do that. But it was a good looking rifle, man. I'm telling you, Christensen Arms, like, they know how to put out a pretty rifle. So those guys are absolutely killing it. Let's get into another one here. On the glass side, I saw a lot of companies bring out a lot of cool stuff. Leupold, and they brought out some new glass, which Leupold's always great. They have a new range finding binocular that's compact, and does everything you want it to, like absolutely everything. So that's nice. The only thing that it doesn't have in it are the ballistics, which they kind of use their own thing, which that's not bad. Not bad at all. But Leupold came out with some new stuff. Bushnell came out with some new stuff, of course. I think it's their Engage line, which was really good. I stopped by their booth. But Swarovski, this one was launched in, you know, roughly October. So this is not really all that new of a SHOT Show launch, but it was new for me to get by and go see. And I'm blown away by it. And it's their Swarovski ATC and STC spotting scope. Really cool. It's a 17-40x56, super lightweight, which is like 34.2 ounces and 34.6 ounces, depending on if you pick the angled or the straight. Comes in two different colors for each angled or straight bino or spotting scope. Burnt orange, which is god awful, but it's awesome. You're never going to forget that thing in the field. And then a green. But it's 10.2 inches for the angled and 11.2 inches long for the straight. And why that's important is because it's so compact. It's about like less than the size of a sheet of paper. So think about the spotting scope that you're currently carrying in the field with you, and now like shrink it down to paper size, which I think is totally cool. And 40 is really, I mean, enough. 40 power is all that you need. It's super clear glass. Obviously, it's Swarovski, so it's pretty glass. You're gonna use this thing for your lifetime and probably your kid's lifetime. So super cool there. And also one of the cool things, one thing that I wasn't sure, and I'm pretty sure, but they have a variable phone adapter that comes with it that you stick on the optic, and then you can just put your phone on it, and it's immediately lined up, which that's pretty cool. I'll give it to him if that's the case. Man, that's pretty cool, because setup time for like a phone scope or something usually takes a little bit to get that phone just right. So just something to think about. Moving on, man, I don't know. I've got a little bit of time. I can let this one breathe. So I'm thinking about changing a gun over into a lighter weight rifle. It's my custom 6.5 Creedmoor. I'm even thinking about rechambering it. I know that will be a very big deal for a good buddy of mine who I met out in Vegas. Like, he hates me shooting a 6.5 Creedmoor anyway, so he's very excited. I could change it to a 243 and he'd be jacked. As long as I don't use that as an elk gun, I guess. But what's cool about, so I start thinking about, well, how do I change it to make the gun fit my hunting style? And then first you got to think about, well, what's your stock? And Manners always does a great job on stocks. Right now I'm shooting a Macmillan A4 stock on this gun, which is a fine, fine stock. Like, I'll probably put that on another gun. But Manners actually launched a Pro Hunter series, which is 25, 26 ounces, snag-free design. It's very smooth lines, a variety of different color options as far as your, you know, camouflage options and stuff like that. I'll probably want to get, I don't know, they're doing a lot of different high-vis, like, orange colors, which normally I wouldn't like that, but it's starting to grow on me. So what's big about this is it's an integral multi-use bipod tripod mount that's included on the stock. So you have like your Arca rail on there. And it looks like it's at just the right balance point on the rifle. And then you've got, you know, a Spartan Precision mount under there that you could lock into a Spartan Precision, you know, bipod or tripod if you wanted to. So I like that option of it. Dual ambidextrous thumb shelves, so your thumb rides just right, whether you're shooting from the right or the left. And it's rated for all Magnum calibers, which is really cool too. So anyway, so that I think for Manners was one of the cooler things that I saw, as far as like switching over my gun and to a different, you know, a different basically stock. So, I don't know. I really think if you look at Manners, go check them out, mannersstocks.com, and check it out, because I think you'll like the lines of it. I think you'll like the weight of it, but you'll save a lot of weight. And it's even got a Picatinny rail out front just in case you want to, you know, throw on a, I guess you could throw on a bipod there. So a lot of different mounting options for you there to make your life a little bit easier in the field. But definitely the flush Arca mount is pretty dang cool in there. Anyway, no, check them out. That was another cool one. But I'm going to jump in here from a word from our sponsor, Ruger, to talk a little bit about their Ruger American. And they actually just launched this one. It's the Ruger Go Wild Camo Edition, which those guys at Go Wild are doing some crazy cool stuff. But it comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish, compact and standard stock sizes, 350 Legend, 450 Bushmaster, 30-06, 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, and a couple more, but one of the bigger ones that was just launched, they're now introducing it in this 7mm PRC, which is a brand new one from Hornady, and which is, man, that's got some legs on it. But Ruger.com will get you there. Definitely check them out, because the Ruger Americans, man, I'm trying to think, like, if I was, like, comparing them to, like, a full-size truck, what would they be compared to? I'm gonna say they're like the Ford. I'd say they're like the Ford. You just know they're gonna work, and you know they, you know that they're gonna get you down the road. And when it comes to heavy lifting, they're gonna do it for you. So that's why I kind of like them too. They're a damn fine Ford. So give them a look, Ruger.com. Thank you for your support. All right, we're gonna jump back in here. Man, I don't know what I want to hit next. Okay, I'm going to step outside my realm here, and you guys, I know on the hunting side, you guys are going to go, now why is he talking about long range hunting? Because, you know, to get better at, like, you know, shooting and hunting and all that stuff, take courses, go shoot PRS, go shoot, what is it, the NRL or whatever it is, go shoot stuff like that. Well, to do stuff like that, you always upgrade your equipment, and MDT, okay. MDT launched their zero stage trigger. How is it zero stage? Well, it's electronic. And we were there briefly. Like I said, I had a half day, and so I hit all these things that people were talking about. So people were talking about this, has gained a lot of energy. But it is, I mean, man, 4 to 64 ounces. They do have safety mechanisms just in case you drop the rifle or something, the gun's not going to go off. So there are safety features built into this trigger to make it safe. But there is no over travel. There is no reset. It is, and Gary and I from Gun Talk Team stepped aside, and we were sitting there. We kept putting our finger on this trigger and testing it out. It's unlike anything I've ever felt. I haven't felt a trigger like it. And this is a competition trigger. This is not a hunting trigger. I'm going to repeat it, because someone out there is going to go, well, why would you use that? This is not a hunting trigger. This is me selfishly promoting them, because they are a good company and they make some really cool stuff. Stuff that also does work for hunting, but this is not one of them. This is just a cool product. This is new. And I like seeing new innovative products come out of SHOT Show, because sometimes, and it's funny because talking to Tom Gresham, sometimes these aren't new products. Many times they're just reintroductions better enhanced by the manufacturing processes that were launched like 20 or 30 years ago. They just didn't refine the process and were able to like crank them out until now. But there have been electronic triggers out there, but this sucker just feels different. Just feels different. And I kind of dig it. So that's from MDT. And it's like the alphabet, like MDT. So give them a look. Speaking of like Bushnell and the Vista family over there, Primos launches a collaboration product with Spartan Precision. Spartan Precision bipods, tripods, all integrated systems, using like a QD cup mount type of deal. I've seen some of them work really well. I've only seen one not, but I've seen thousands out there. So I don't let that one cloud my judgment because it was an early prototype. So this thing's going to work. So they come with the trigger stick. So if you know the trigger stick from Primos, super cool, super quick deployment. I see these as they're a little bit more bulky. So this isn't something that you're going to take into the backcountry more than likely. You're going to take it to the back 40. And the Trigger Stick Apex carbon fiber tripod with Spartan technology is a pretty cool product because it's very adaptable to all the modern guns. It's pretty dang slick. And then they've got an Edge carbon fiber tripod shooting stick system with Spartan technology. And the cool thing about this is that it's only $279. So you're not going out and you're buying, you know, these $600 to $800, tripod sets. So if you're looking to save a little bit of money, save a little bank, this would definitely be a good option. And one that I look forward to trying out. Yeah, that's what I ought to do. I ought to start running sweepstakes and let you guys test out the gear and then come on here and then give me a report. That way, like, I can just stick with my old trusty, doubly, like, heavy gear that I've been running for years. Let you guys test out all the good gear. But another, so there was a couple companies come out with actions. Well, like bolt actions. And that's Arrow Precision and Stag Arms came out with their own bolt. But we're going to focus on Arrow Precision here. Because I think this is huge because they're offering barrels, barreled actions, chassis, and stocks. So, and this is their Solus line. So Solus. And this is Arrow Precision. And what's cool about this is the way Arrow has been cranking out ARs, now they're going to do it in bolt guns, which is maybe even cooler because then if they offered a builder set, ooh, maybe I'm giving a good idea here. Builder set in bolt guns. I'm just saying, Arrow, it might be something to look at. I know you guys are listening, but really buttery smooth actions when I was running them. And I think that's something that goes unnoticed, but you can build the gun you want with these actions. And their actions, you know, a lot of times when you go with an action this smooth and this precise, you're looking at over $1,000. And they're going to do it for under $1,000, which I think is awesome. But they're also going to offer complete rifles. So if you don't want just, you know, a straight out of the box, and in their booth, man, they had some beautiful guns, absolutely beautiful guns. Can't wait to see where they go with this. Arrowprecision.com. Actually, Arrow Precision USA. I totally messed that up. But okay, we talked a little bit about Stag Arms doing some bolt guns. What I want to talk about though is the Stag 15, which is nothing new, but this is a new offering from them, and it's in 350 Legend. That's cool because straight wall states can hunt with an AR. And this is one of those guns that I couldn't put down on range day. I think it was like 6 mags worth before they told me I had to leave. I mean, to the point of almost having to like escort me out of their tent area. But it was so dang accurate. And on range day, it was, you know, it was blowing 30 miles an hour, consistent winds. I mean, it was one of the windiest days I've ever spent on a range day at SHOT Show. but I was making hits consistently with this gun, and it ran smooth. So that's the Stag 15 Pursuit rifle, 16-inch 350 Legend. Beautiful gun. And these are going to, I mean, they're listed on their website, and of course they're out of stock because they don't have any, like, they don't have enough built up yet so they can start offering them. But you can notify me on their website. So when it's first available, 350 Legend though, that's pretty cool. And an AR platform, I'm hitting that all day. And I'm going to just do one more. I'm doing one more because, I saw these guys, so at SHOT Show, you have kind of the main floor, and that's where like all the big companies are, the Sig Sauers, the Rugers, and, you know, big companies like that. Christensen Arms was up there. But I really like to spend some of my time down on the very bottom floor. I wouldn't call these guys bottom dwellers, but that's kind of where they're at. Just because that's where they're at. They're running out of room at SHOT Show. Like, they have people on the waiting list trying to get in there. So these guys are lucky to be there. But that's where a lot of the cool products are. That's where I find a lot of the innovation. The smaller companies go because they can innovate and they can, you know, make it easy. But Easy Hunting Blinds. And it sounds kind of cheesy, kind of corny, but it's Easy Hunting Blinds. And I'm sure this has been thought of before, but it's kind of the step and repeat type of hunting blind. But it's like a plywood blind with, you know, 2x4s and all that stuff. No tools needed to assemble. You're probably going to spend two guys, once you get used to it, 10 to 12 minutes setting it up, roughly that ballpark. But it's 4x4 and 4x6 hunting blinds. So if you're looking at something like pretty quick to set up that you and a buddy can set up in season, have a nice hunting blind, you know, 4x4 and a 4x6 to hunt out of with your kids, and then take it down at the end of the season really quick, fits in the back of a truck. Now, and it's got a roof on it so you can stay dry. Where I see this coming into play 100% is for like my 8-year-old. Like, we can hunt in there with him, get him out of the elements. You can put a heater in there. It's going to be nice. No wind's going to be beating you up. You can get a solid rest. Now you're talking. Like, that's just cool, right? So, and then you can take it down at the end of the season so it doesn't get weathered. Take it back, store it in your garage, and you're done. How's that differ from a pop-up blind? I mean, pop-up blinds are cloth. This is going to be solid, so you're not going to get, you know, that wind's not going to rock it as much. It's not going to be as loud and clangy, and it's not going to blow down the road like I've seen on a couple Instagram videos. But those are some of the cool things from SHOT Show that I saw. I know you guys, there's a lot more out there. There's a lot of innovation this year. This year was a great year for companies really stepping up and really putting their best foot forward to launching products that help you become a better hunter. And I know there was pack systems out there, that were great, that I saw that I enjoyed. But man, I just stick with my Kafaru and it runs just fine. And a lot of different clothing out there, a lot of different clothing, Ditale, Ditale. I'm going to try to get them on and have a conversation because this is camouflage developed by and for women. I can't really speak on it, but I asked a couple friends of mine to run by there, and they say yes, the stuff is legit, built for women hunters. So that was one of the really cool things too. I should give them a shout out as well. But that's it for this week. You guys know the drill. Keep those muzzles pointed in a safe direction, and always be on the hunt.